God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So imagine you are a little deer. Now you're going to have to use your imagination here for in most cases. Imagine you're a deer in the desert. I don't know how often that happens, but suppose you are. What would be your primary goal? What would you be looking for? Well, I think we all know. What if you were a cactus in the desert? What would you be looking for? What if you were a camel? What if you were you in the desert? You'd probably be looking for a car or a payphone if this is back in the 1960s. But what you're first of all looking for is you're looking for food and water. The psalmist in Psalm 42:1 says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God." So a person can live 30 days thereabouts without food. If you have a teenage son, he can live about 30 minutes without food, right? One can live roughly 3 days without water. And so a deer in the desert is looking for water. But you can't live another minute without hope. And that's why the psalmist equates his need for God with his need for water. My soul thirsteth for God. You cannot live without hope. Now, the psalmist was in a depressed state. I don't know if he was clinically depressed, but he was in a depressed state. Something was standing on his head. Verse 5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me?" He was cast down. He had nowhere to look but up. And he had a noisy heart. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you have to keep excusing yourself and saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say?" Because you've got a voice in your head yelling at you. You have a noisy heart. You have a noisy mind. That's perhaps where the psalmist was. In verse 6, he says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down." In verse 11, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?" It's a repetition of the refrain in verse 5. In Psalm 43, verse 5, he says the exact same thing. Why are you cast down? He's in a depressed state. Now, there may be a number of answers that you could find if you combed through Psalm 42 and 43. But they're all basically condensed in the absence of God, the perceived absence of God in his picture, in the psalmist's life, in what he could see. In verse 3, people ask him, "Where is thy God? You have all this turmoil in your life. Where's God?" Verse 9, the same thing. He says, "Why hast thou forgotten me?" He says, "I will say unto God my rock." He recognizes God as steady, steadfast, strong. But what good is that if God doesn't remember you or regard you? "Why hast thou forgotten me?" he asks of God. Verse 10, "As with a sword in my bones," it's like a sword is in my bones, "my enemies beat me over the head, and every day they say," quote, "where is thy God?" Now look, I don't know what you want tomorrow, but almost by definition, hope is the presence of God in your future. In verse 5, after saying, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me?" he says, "Hope thou in God." And then he says, "For I shall yet," that's future tense, that's tomorrow, "I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Later on in verse 11, he talks about God who is the health of my countenance. So I find help in God's countenance. And that, in turn, is the health of my countenance. When I'm standing face to face with God, he's my health. He's my help. In Psalm 43:5, again, God is the health of my countenance. The help of his countenance, the health of my countenance. The word help and health are the same word, and they are the same word from which we get the word Joshua, or the Hebrew name of Jesus, if I'm not mistaken. It means salvation. God is what I need. And he's looking to the future. He says, "I shall yet praise him." I don't know what specific thing I will have to give praise about, but I do know I'll be doing that. That is a mindset. Look, everything looks different when God is in your future. And that's especially important if you feel as if he's absent today. Because hope, by definition, nearly, is the presence of God in your future. And by the way, it's not as if God will meet you in the future. God is already there. I'm limited by time and space. God is not. God can be here and God can be where you are, both at the same time. God can be here today. God can be in tomorrow. And God is literally already in tomorrow. So what I need in the future is not a thing. It's not a place. It's not a destination. It's not money. It is a person. And so if you feel as if you're in a tight spot today, remember that hope is the presence of God in your future. And indeed, God is in your future.